The ministry of Philip. Philip went and preached Christ in the city of Samaria. The people there had followed the witchcraft of a man named Simon. But when they heard the gospel of Christ, they received it with joy. Simon also believed and was baptized with the others. The apostles heard that the people of Samaria welcomed the gospel. So they sent Peter and John to meet with them. They prayed, and the believers received the Holy Spirit. Simon watched with amazement as the disciples placed their hands on people, and they immediately received the Holy Spirit. He offered them money and said, "Please give me this power so I can lay my hands on people and they'll receive the Holy Spirit." Peter said, "You'll be destroyed along with your money. You're still holding on to your old ways. Evil lives inside of you. Pray and ask God to get rid of it." Simon cried out, "Please, please pray for me. I don't want these things to happen." After Peter and John went back to Jerusalem, God sent an angel to Philip. "Go to the road that leads south from Jerusalem." When Philip got there, he saw an important official from Ethiopia. He was the treasurer for their queen. He had been in Jerusalem to worship. The Spirit told Philip to get close to the chariot. When he did, he found that the official was reading from one of the prophets who had written about Christ several hundred years before. Philip asked, "Do you understand what you're reading?" The man said, "No, I need someone to explain it to me. Is the prophet talking about himself or someone else?" Philip got into the chariot and told him about Jesus and the forgiveness of sins. As they traveled, the man said, "Look, there's some water. May I be baptized right now?" Philip said, "You may if you believe that Jesus is the Messiah and accept him as your Lord." The Ethiopian paused and then said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." They stopped the chariot, went into the water, and Philip baptized him. As soon as the man came out of the water, he saw that Philip was gone. The Spirit had taken him away. Philip found himself at another place, so he went from city to city, preaching Christ.